Harris trying to attack. He sees an opening, goes down the lane, lays it in with a foul. Joe Harris taking a page out of Parker's playbook as he takes it right down Broadway. It was not going to be denied.
And that was indicative of UVA's weekend in Greensboro. I tell you, what a couple of games, Hubbo.
That was a great play, but that was not our LeClaire Ryan play of the game.
And so what was?
Although it could have been.
What was the play of the game, Hubbo?
By Hubbo's vote, one-man committee, I elected the three-point basket that Joe made just under 2 minutes to make it a seven-point game where they got the ball in the front court, and Virginia normally very patient. Joe Harris caught it, said, hey, I'm all by myself. I can deliver a dagger. And that's exactly what he did, made it a seven-point game. And you were there, having watched. I mean, it was back and forth the whole second half. And a seven-point lead was by far the biggest lead of the basketball game, other than the first few minutes where I think Virginia jumped out 9-2. But once the game got close in the first half, it was just back and forth the whole second half until that three-point basket by Joe Harris.
You know what was interesting is it was right around that time that Suleiman got that foul, that technical foul for yelling an expletive at the ref, which he has now apologized for through their media relations department at Duke.
Well, that was late in the game, and I go back to the fact Duke is not used to losing. So
And let me tell you something. That was a huge play, and I can't remember if it was Joe Harris going out on him or Brogdon. It was one of the two, I believe. And they were up in the air, and they had more than hand in the face. And Suleiman shot that ball, and he missed. And as he ran back up the court, I could see his face, and he was yelling at the ref for like about three full strides up the court.
Now, just to show that Joe Harris is not perfect, even though he is the Everett Case Award winner, on the next Virginia possession, he got carried away, tried to take the ball all the way to the basket.
And missed the snowbird.
Missed the layup, and that was when Coach Bennett even had to go to Joe Harris and point to his head, say, think. You know, in that situation, the clock is our friend. The basket's not as important as using some time, but nevertheless, the Hoos, other than a minor detail of that sort, played just an exceptional basketball game.
And, you know, one of the things you have got to really respect is the whole effort by the entire team. I can't stress enough watching three games in person on the floor, 30 feet from the Virginia bench, how determined the entire team played, how focused they were, how well coached they were. I saw rarely did a player show any emotion towards a referee or anyone. In fact, Toby and some other guys even picked some players up a number of times. I said, stop picking them up. They wouldn't pick you up. But you know what? Virginia's players carried themselves beautifully. They played hard. They were determined. And
a guy that we need to tip the hat to is Anthony Gill. He had an outstanding tournament, including the Pitt game. I mean, you know, he took two shots on the baseline, maybe 12 to 15 feet from the basket, half hooks.
But yeah, that little jump hook.
I can't begin to tell you what the degree of difficulty of that shot is. I mean, if he were in the diving competition, that has a very high degree of difficulty, and he knocked two of them down. You know, the first one he took, I'm sitting there watching it thinking, great shot.
You know what is fantastic is, simply put, as hard as Jabari Parker tried to carry his team, the true comparative difference between the two teams, Virginia relied on the entire five on the court instead of clearing out a side, hoping that one player could do it all. And Virginia's five were better than Duke's one. And at the end of the day, Duke can cry about all those fouls. The fact of the matter is, when you shoot threes at an alarming rate, and they shot way too many threes, Virginia was driving and patiently working their offense and getting good shots. They drew fouls. Duke was hacking and holding away the last 12 minutes of that game. And
well, the difference in the Duke team now relative to the teams that won national championships, Duke just doesn't play defense the way they used to.
Well,
I attribute it that to some degree to the one and done nature of their players anymore. You know, the Wojciechowskis and the guys like that that stayed 4 years, they understood the way Kay wanted to play defense, and that was
Wojciechowski's been there for like 20 years.
Well,
right?
he actually only got to play four. You know. You know, the one thing to be a Duke coach.
It's like a TA that never grows up.
You have to be a former Duke player to be a Duke coach. And not only that, you have to be a former Duke guard to be a Duke coach. You know, okay. Although James, I guess he was a forward. Let's go to the Olympic report. Chris Sill, what else is going on?
All right, guys, actually a lot. So number three UVA baseball team swept Boston College over the weekend in Charlottesville. Men's golf, Jimmy Stanger had a fourth-place finish in the Schenkel Invitational over the weekend. Men's lacrosse, number 7 UVA, lost 18-9, ouch, at number 11 Notre Dame on Sunday afternoon. Men's swimming had 9 men qualify for the NCAA, so both men and women doing well. In diving, 5 Virginia divers earned top 10 finishes in the NCAA Zone Diving Championships.
Never happened before. Never happened before.
And J.B. Collad will compete at the NCAA Championships in the 3-meter boards.
We will have a lot of discussion next week about basketball. Hopefully the Sweet 16. Dan Bonner will join us next week.
Oh, come on, Hobo!
We had thought he was going to join us tonight, but he's got obligations out there in Dayton with CBS TV. But he'll be on the show next week to break down, hopefully, the Virginia and others going to the Sweet 16.
And I have put in formal requests and reminders. We are going to bring head football coach Mike London back on the air here in the next couple of weeks for a couple of visits. Come heck or high water, he is interested. He has texted me today and confirmed his interest in doing it. So we will get an update on the UVA football team as they try to get through these the spring practices. And that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, and I think football's headed for better days.
Absolutely. And so hopefully basketball will influence football the way it did back when I was in school. And believe it or not, that's the way it was. All right. So, looking here at the NCAA tournament bracket, Hobo, Wahoos play Friday night. We think 9:25
against your Coastal Carolina club of Cliff Ellis. So it'll be a late night for the Wahoos, but hopefully a happy one.
And God willing, and the creek doesn't rise, UVA will play on Sunday afternoon. That time to be determined, but right now it looks to be potentially that session starting at 12 noon.
The winner of the Memphis George Washington game.
That's correct. All right, Wahoo Wah. I'm predicting the Wahoos get through these two tough games and advance.
I think so as well. We just seem to really have the focus necessary to be a successful team. And just congratulations again to the Hoos.
How about Tony Bennett and the Wahoos and Joe Harris? He's the man. Go Hoos!